What I'm immensely proud of is that the Labour Party is funded by the union dues and the wages of ordinary workers, and that's in stark contrast to the Tories, who are funded by millionaires, and indeed a stark contrast with the SNP, who are funded by lottery winners and a bus tycoon with a record of homophobic remarks. I'm proud of the fact that we've got a strong Labour Party membership in Scotland, and it's the money that they pay into our party that pays for our election campaigns.
Well, it's interesting,
yes,
actually, just on those figures.
Money, and that's what we're committed to do.
But just on those figures, they don't quite seem to add up, really, because I mean, there was a briefing in February saying that your membership had risen to 21,000. But if you look at your finances for 2015, it says that income from membership was 120,000. Now, your standard membership fee is £48. So if everyone's paying that, that's 2,500 members. Even if everyone's paying the reduced rate for trade union members of half that figure, that's 5,000 members. Why is the income from membership so low?
We have in excess of 20,000 members and registered supporters of the Labour Party here in Scotland. It's higher now than it has been since, I think, 1997 as the combined number.
Well, and why are you only taking £120,000 then from membership? That doesn't add up.
Gary, you're sitting with a spreadsheet in front of you that I don't have, so I'm not going to double-guess the numbers that you're looking at. All I can say is that it's the membership fees of Labour Party members and supporters which fund our campaigns, that funds our movement.
How many of them pay for the party then?
Well, everybody who's a member of the Labour Party pays to be part of it. We do have set rates for young people and young members. I think it's currently £1 for students, for example, to join. In fact, indeed, it's £1 also for people to join other political parties without giving them a free advert on the radio in the morning, Gary. This is pretty standard practice. It's not the most important thing that's happened here at conference today. I hope we can talk about federalism.